Shami Erevin of Samach Dalek. We're starting from the bottom of Samach Gimel Beis. We left off yesterday. The Gemara discusses, we talked about different halachos of tefillin, Agaya 2, Machlokas Tanakam Rebam Leo. You have to save tefillin, carry them out. Do you wear one set? Can you wear two set? Two pairs of tefillin, or one at a time? So the Gemara discusses what the basis of that Machlokas was. And the Gemara continues with this discussion. Havim Bola Meima. Chachamim wanted to say that the Machlokas Tanakama and Rav Gamliel, whether halachas you can save one set like the Tanakama Rav Gamliel, you could save two sets, is discussing this halacha of what? Haldaitin Rabbanan. So what they say halacha is they're according to Chacham Tanakama, who say you only could save one, ain't mechaver. The Torah is no clear, there's no source. The halacha of the Torah is not clear as to the halacha of what the din of mitzvah tefillin are, when you can wear tefillin, when you can't wear tefillin. Really, there's no din tefillin you can't wear it on Shabbos. It's a Dera Smachta. It's a Dera Smachta that tells us that, like a Dera Bonin, that you can't wear it. But on the Dera Shadika level, and a Chanami, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Torah doesn't tell us you can't do it. A big Kiddush. Adai Dera Gamliel, Kondra Gamliel, Mechuver, it's clear from the Drash of the Pasek that the Midaraisa, that there's no din of tefillin on Shabbos. And that, of course, makes a Nafkamina as to what you can wear, what you can't wear, says the Karban Eda. Says that the Tanakama, the Chachamim would hold, is not the rice is not Shabbos lav zman tefillin. The Rabbanan say it's not zman tefillin. And therefore, it's only a look for nasmak the way we see it from. But the Ragamliel, it's the rice, the Torah is a chidush you can do it. And therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and wear. It's not the no mitzvah tefillin. So why do you wear it? You wear two because it's a takshit. And you can wear a takshit. You can wear two. You could wear two. Now, again, according to Chacham, you can't wear two because since it's a mitzvah, deraisa on Shabbos also, the Rabbanan say you don't. So then you can't wear two because that's Baal Tosef. But Gamliel says it's not Zman tefillin, there's no mitzvah tefillin at all. Then you're doing it shlayim because that's a takshit, says the Karban Eda, and that's why you're allowed to wear two. That's the svara of both the Pnei Moshe and the Karban Eda to learn what the Gemara is explaining. Now the Gemara is another explanation. They try to tell us everyone agrees the Raisa you put. The Kiddush Nifla to say that the Raisa that Shabbos the Chacham and the Shabbos only the Rabbanan you can't wear it. But now the Gemara says no. But I'll tell you really, everyone holds the Shabbos the Chacham the Raisa tefillin zaser. So what's the Machlokas the Meir the Chacham and Gamliel? What's the Machlokas? So the Gemara says the Gemara Mishmul Gamliel it's like a Chacham the Raisa tefillin is a Yisur tefillin to wear on Shabbos. He also holds it. It's like, you can't wear tefillin. So he also can't wear tefillin. So how could you wear two tefillin? Like Gamliel say you could wear two. Why isn't it Baal Tosef? Shira Eloima. They assess that the halacha of tefillin is where a person can go ahead and put on his head as much as you go to the Lashem until as far as the head you can go. The Mokum and the tefillin where your head is, the part of where it's elevated by the rosh, the top, the skull, till the end. Kamas, how much is that space? Shtayim, you can have two. And today, many people in Eretz Yisrael, and the Sephardic people in Mekubalim, they wear two, they see all over. You go to Kosta, you see it all the time. People wear two. They wear small batim, but they wear two, because between the hairline and the back of the spot where it gets soft, where you can't, the top of this, where you can't wear it, where they're told the makam atfilin is, you have two spaces, so you can carry two kubets, and there's makam to wear two. That's why he holds, you can have two. What about the hand? What about the hand? What about tefillin shayad? I said, Kamiyasek, what about the, how we can go with it? Shnayim, same thing too. So too, you can hold the same thing or two. There's two areas in the arm, which can fit in two spots, where you can fit in two tefillin twice, and you can wear two pairs of tefillin, because you get a mitzvah, each one's a mitzvah. I mean, the why you can wear two, so that's why you can wear two, because the raisa really, it's the raisa itself is Allah, he would hold, that the raisa is, there's a chiyat tefillin, he holds like the chum, that there's no, only drop on it, but lamaisa, it's not about those, because you can actually wear both. You can make two mitzvahs at one time. You can wear two tefillin on the hand, two tefillin on the right. There's room for both. And therefore, that would be the halacha of why he said two, but the Tanakam, the Chama, only one. Only one. Says the Gemara. That the that's the way the Gemara answers. That's what we didn't make like us, both of them. And most of the halacha is the Marzelkis Zalokha is, and this, by the way, is the Shaila in the Pashit Machlokas, it's not a Matzis Dekka Machlokas, but you can fit one or two. The Shaila is whether everyone agrees, everyone agrees that there's a room for tefillin to wear properly, but you can go, there's sufficient to squeeze in two, you can do that as well. It's not really a, to some, it's actually, we don't really know the spot exactly, so we don't actually do those who don't wear two are clearly are not. Are not the Messiah should not be wearing two pairs of tefillin. So Gemara said, "Why is that kasha? I mean, I don't know because the halacha is that Rabbi said you can wear two pairs of tefillin, which is mokum for both, feel the cold, and you have to wear them two also on the weekday. Also, you should wear two pairs. If you can do that, why not do it as two pairs of the week? If there's a mitzvah, you're not all about tosef, so do it as well." The elamai Rav Chagi, ain boy misav yav. Person wants to in a chanami, you could do so. As I mentioned, people that do that. There are people that do that. They wear two pairs of tefillin. So memeila in a chanami, and that's why you're not over about tosef. But people do that not based on this shita, not over about tosef. That the so memeila that's why some people do it. So the Gemara says that the some people say that we hold that two. Since we don't wear two, it would be Baal Tosef. Not because a person doesn't wear two, because then we only wear one. That's the mitzvah. So if we add two, that we add another one, we would be over Baal Tosef. Those who wear two, because of this far that there's room for both, so that doing the same mitzvah, they're not over Baal Tosef. But we otherwise we don't add on. Zak de Gemara. That's why in the weekday we don't do it. In the Shabbos either. So the like that luck would be let's explain what this means about the area where you can wear the tefillin. Until the place where the infant skull is soft, that is the place where mentioned, which is the same thing we have in Bavli, that's the rafer with the soft part of the skull, where the baby's skull is soft, that is where you would be able to wear the tefillin. It's the makom ha-tefillin. That is the makom of the tefillin. Zok to Gemara. Said that halach would be a tanim lutin halacha. A ma'aser case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings down sex idiots. The Gemara said they were altagin shenskal b'yishlam al ganefesh. Gemara said they were testified that it was a rooster that was stoned yishlam because it killed a person. So they, even though the Torah says an ox that kills a person, get you know not a bird, not a what he called, not a tanigol, but lamaisi yelik zereshava than any animal, and therefore he killed. Even this would also be required to would be a tanigol also. He viewed my baba held that it was the same halacha should apply. Nikar Mokosh went ahead and he, Nikar, how did Tanagol kill someone? By Nikar Mokosh Altinok, he put his beak into the soft spot of the head of a child and he killed him. So he saw the spot and Nikar Mokosh, he put his beak, his sharp beak, into that and punctured it. So the Mechayim Nefesh on that. Someone says, how can he? Well, don't do it. So the case of a child, head of a child, he saw it. And he went ahead and he bit at it, he poked at it. In the male, therefore, that's how a child they can kill. So that's the case of the Mishnah to explain Nikro how he was able to do it. So you see that's what Gemara says. Rikoshniva, the top of the head of the child is talking very soft. It's arrived in the Mishnah in Masechus Idias. I mean, again, that's the Mishnah of the Mishnah. Vachi al deshnayim. Look at where tefillin. As long as you wear two pairs at a time, when a person goes ahead, and you're going to lose, you ought to wear two tefillin in one, you can go ahead and do that. Because even go ahead, even two pairs at a time, that the Gemara says, you want to go ahead, one. You can do one, or you can do two, which means a lot. It goes ahead, you go ahead, you wear tefillin, you want to go ahead, you wear two tefillin, that you could do. So Gemara says, go ahead, you have to wear two to save them. And Yossi says, no, even if you want to, you can do it. You don't have to wear one, but you can also do two. If you want to, you can go ahead. I'm going to explain what this means in a minute. It'll swear. What does it mean? Shtayim, vadi, shtayim. Means that the Levi say alochet means you should not do that way. You should be choshev you wearing tefillin on Shabbos. You go put on two. If I could, you can see that you're doing it to save them. That's why dafki should do it that way. And Tanna Kamma said no. Even if you do one, it's even that's sufficient as well. You don't have to do two. That would be as well. Do even one alone would be enough to go do it such a way in such a way. Zug zug would be considered okay. Zok to Gemara to understand Rav Meir's halacha. The Torah says where you see the source of it is not a klisha. It's not sure that's the right that it's clear. So it's not clear. It's the right to really come. I don't know if it's clear that it's clear that it's usher. I mean, you gotta go ahead and do that. Wear two because the mice have been met in your kind. You can save two at a time. You're not over about those. It's clear that the right is usher. So what are you allowed to do? It's a takshit. It's not a masoi. It's a takshit. It should be considered it should be usher. The Torah says you're allowed to do that because you wear two means you're showing that you're doing it. You're wearing two pairs to show to minimize the amount of times you go out because you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So you go out two at a time, you know, instead of going out 20 times to save the tefillin, you go out 10 times, you have two at a time. That's the reason why you're doing it, to minimize the chil Shabbos. There's another halacha would be, if you know, go bring it in his hand. What do you have to put him off with? Carry him in his hand in the regular way. Do it a shinui. This way you can go ahead, you don't have to bother put on, over here, sir. And you can go ahead and do that that way. You go ahead and do it. It shows you can, then you can carry more than one at one time. Do it in such a way. Because you're right, in a chanami, you could do that with a shinui. We'd rather a person go ahead, derech malbush, to minimize it than do derech masui. Therefore, a person who wears from derech malbush is still better than wearing them, if you're carrying them in your hand, which would be worse. Even though in a chanami, you carry in your hand, you can make it easier, you can make less trips, you can carry much more in your hand than putting them on. But the maisa, we'd rather do a derech malbush than there. So Gemara says, better to go out shabbat one time than two times. So wearing it two times, you're going to have to go back again. But wearing it, carrying many you want in your hand, you'll be able to do more. Halakha l'maisa, you wear two times, you don't have to minimize the reason why we do it. Story is because it's to minimize the two instead of, we don't carry it on your hand, because we'd rather carry it derech malbush. You can't carry it derech malbush more than two, so we'd rather wear two than one, so this way you minimize the amount of times you go out. So after Gemara bring a raya from a braisa, tell me then a braisa, a man or a woman can wait for them to bring it out to save them, but the man to save, the one who says the nechivah, that's based upon Torah, says it's clearly deraisa. We understand that women are allowed to wait for them. We understand why I do it. After the men could wait for them, the women could go to the tefillin. They're allowed to wear them out as well, save the tefillin. The one who says it's not pasha in the Torah, is no because it's not clear where the deraisa is also, it's rabbana is also, like he's not excluded by a man. What about a woman? It should be the same halacha by chumah leishisha. Assume my woman would be excluded. It should be the same halacha. Should be considered derais as asur. Just like a rais said, halacha, you can't go ahead and wear tefillin to save him out, to save someone, to save, put carry him in your hand. So they only wear tefillin mitzvah by wearing them. So too, the woman also could do the same halacha. The same halacha could wear the same halacha. Should be able to do the same status of the woman and the man. And women are the same. I'm very realizing that we said halacha that can go ahead and carry out a tefillin. My tanaisha, the one who learns that a woman is mutter to carry out as well. Like a meal, who's the shidra? We also the woman allowed to carry out tefillin as well. Carry out, but derech malbush. Tami learned to be avdei of the gamliel. I know since tefillin. He would wear tefillin to avdei of the gamliel. They didn't protest. They didn't protest. They should be putter from tefillin like an isha, but they didn't protest. You see, just like women's putter from tefillin, yet they didn't let them do it. The kaim and mitzvah. So the woman also makayim mitzvah. Gemara says, "How are we not? What are you bringing to comparison? They're the same." But the answer is really the same halacha. Eved and isha the same din lagabi tefillin. If the halacha we didn't protest it to eved. We didn't protest them in the effort. We're not protesting the isha. Just like the man could go ahead and carry the open mitzvah, so the woman also could go ahead and carry the mitzvah. And male, therefore, it would be we do say according to this man, it would be a mitzvah, and therefore they are we'd allow them to do this, to carry it out, and to become this mitzvah in such a way, and therefore they would be. Again, it's women have other mitzvahs also, the same thing, men have the same with women, then I'm clear of the mitzvah, but they can do the mitzvah, the same thing would apply if you say, hold it, you do the mitzvah, it applies to them as well, the rice is not clear that they're excluded, so then they can carry out two at a time, like a man does on Shabbos, and there would be no issue to be able to do so, but the same halachas would apply. So that's the Mishnah Vayta. When do we say halachas in the Mishnah, go ahead and carry out old tefillin. It says those you can carry out, that tefillin, that halacha was used for tefillin, you can carry them out. But new tefillin, which yet you didn't make the knots yet, you didn't make the knots, not nicker, it's for tefillin yet, halacha is, you can go, okay, most of you are allowed to go ahead, you can leave me, you don't have to carry them out. You can go ahead, you accept them, you don't have to take them, you can leave them. Hard to understand what this means, let's see the Gemara. Others leave them aside, you leave them in the field, you don't have to worry about taking them in, you don't have to go ahead and bring them in on Shabbos. I said, what does that mean? Mama, why did you cry to save old tefillin, but not tefillin? Well, what's it not mean? Tefillin's tefillin. You want to save Kisvei Kodesh, so what's the difference? Why you leave the old tefillin and take out the old tefillin? I said, yes, number dekos, deklos, name of dukos. Old tefillin, which you use them, you check them, there's a chazaka that they're good, and therefore, you're saving them kosher tefillin. Kadoshes weren't checked yet. Maybe they're not good. They're not good, so you go save tefillin, and maybe not even good. You have a chuyif to go ahead, Michal Shabbos, to go save something that maybe you don't even know if they're kosher tefillin. You don't even know if they're kosher tefillin yet. So therefore, the end of the shenas bedokos, the bedikos, and therefore this tefillin conditions ain't between only bedikos. They never have to be checked bedikos. Maybe therefore you would be never carry them out because we don't know they're not yet used. The pesukos kashrus. If it would be considered a maso, you shouldn't carry them out. Like, what do you mean? Are we on a brisa tefillin drinking all the bedikos of shemes hakadosh? Tefillin you have to check them once every 12 months to make sure that they're still kosher. Every 12 months, dear Rabbi, Shemagalam answer never bedikos. You got to do good filling. You never have to check. You take them once. You never have to check them out. If a chesk is kashrus, you never have to check them out. So according to that, there's no source to check them. So what's a chadashos or not? So how do we explain the difference between chadashos or not? Chadashos you can carry out. You can't carry out. There's no chadashos. No bedika. It doesn't require anything. Mar says, These children I wear, they're from my mother's father and from my grandfather, and I never had them checked. And you see, it's good. You see, the Nechonami holds a person does not have to check his tefillin. He's relied on his tefillin of his grandfather, and he relied on that as well. So therefore, I'm not going to check them. So therefore, the question is that they, we all the mindset from do have to be checked every once, every twice, every 7 years, but they didn't have to be checked. So maybe none of them to be checked. So maybe they have an Nechonami, they don't have to be checked. The halacha would be that we don't have to worry about them. Chadashos, we don't have the difference to explain the chadashos or not. Either way, halacha would be mekuyev to save the tefillin, but even if they're not kodesh, because we assume that they were done properly, and even though we don't have a chazaka that they're done properly, but we can assume that they're done properly, and therefore it would be the halacha would be fine. You would have to save them. Something about Raita. Another Raita, a little bit challenging myself. So we found two tefillin which tefillin bound up together. So the question, you tie them up in it, instead of being into one bundle, they're tied up in a few small bundles. So what do you do in such a case? You got to carry out the small bundles. How do you carry? What do you do with the Shabbos? How should you carry them out? So the Gemara, when I say they're good, go check one pair of tefillin from the first bundle, and one tefillin from the second and the third, and each way you know they're all good. Maybe you go ahead and carry them all out, because the Maaseh, we assume that one's good, they're all good. It's enough to be Chazaka that they're all good, and you'll be able to go ahead and carry out the other ones as well. Chazaka l'kula, they're all considered good. So the Gemara, is it one chazaka chazaka for all of them, or is it a separate one trying to set each bundle of a separate chazaka? What do we mean? Do we say each bundle is separate? Has to be valued separate? Each one bundle and one bundle and all the rest of them are considered good. Do we look at each bundle as a separate unit that requires a chazaka, or we say no, they're all the same. One chazaka is for everybody. So the Gemara says, if you tell me a chazaka is one for all of them, but if Zubisham at Sefer Shurisham, check the first fill-in, the first bundle, should be considered good. We don't have to check the others. In terms of the Kolecha, because you don't have the Kazaka of the Asmo, the Bodhi Shosha Zubin, they call Sefer Sefer. You examine three pairs of them, every bundle, each bundle requires its own Kazaka. The Kazaka, you can't do it together. So once in such a case, we know when you would kaim or not. So Mercedes and Akanami, that the price of the Lechar is not clear as to what we require, but we're passing over there with Machmir that does require its own. But Lala from the price itself is not clear, whether it's new or not, that's not clear in the Gemara to make it clear, so it leaves it unanswered as to what is considered Chazak or not Chazak. Time of the danger, you can cover them and leave. You don't have to go take them. Just cover them over, they won't be Mavuzah, and run and leave. Mercy, you can't do it. He found the Shabbos. What do you do with it? It's also the carry of Sefer Torah. He found a Sefer Torah on Shabbos. It's only the Zion. What are you going to do? If it's going there, it's Gesham, it's the winter time, rainy season, and the rain's going to damage the Sefer Torah. You should go return home, wrap yourself with hide, from the protecting the rain, go to the Torah school, and the chazan cover them. Grab like a raincoat, go home, get a strong, good raincoat but that protects from the rain. Bring them, put it on, go back the way the Sefer Torah is Munachin, and then wrap the Sefer Torah with it so that it'll protect it from the rain. But it says, this is how we said, Allah, wrap yourself with a hide and go bring it later. I have a bakasha. But one person went ahead and put himself a bakasha with a hard thing, which is you don't use for rain, and you put that on. It says, it means you have to go ahead and take the whole thing to go to cover it over. That's considered a masoi. That would be a problem. We can't do it before because it's lamaisa. It's something we want to use for the thing they wanted to have a response. They wanted to have an understanding. They wanted to have a so the same thing applies over here. The Gemara says same thing about kasha masoi. It's considered like a masoi, and since lamaisa is not considered a real beged, therefore you're allowed to do that. And if you're allowed to do that, it would be considered as if you're carrying it something extra. And if an extra would not be allowed to do, kamasi would be good. So another halach would be a makam madron. But if it was in a place where it was inclined, and therefore it is not affecting people, not going emlo madar, but it's not a place where people are lying down. The halach is not in this case. In the case over there, we're lying in the middle of the road. The makam would be considered if you accomplish it by covering it. And the covering would be considered if you moved it away, someone else could move it. And if someone else could move it, it would be considered a makam madron. And a male in such a case, afakasasas, even that would be considered cover. Because without that, no one's going to be able to use it. No one's going to see it. No one's going to take it. No one's going to trample on it. And therefore, it would not be considered a problem. It would not be considered isa shvisa. And therefore, it would be considered a, had to allow to use without going ahead and being trampling on the makom on the sefer Torah. You don't have to worry about it. No one's going to use it. If you don't protect it from anything, and if you don't do that on Shabbos, without carrying it, would not be considered a problem. We'll stop over here.